The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Achana l'yom l'yoyin, smicha z'geula l'tfile. Shalom. We are progressing in our morning with Dr. Hashem for tefillahs that will be the real tefillahs that we need for Yom Le'Yom to bring us to that level of tefillahs Hashem, tefillahs Elokim, that we'll get past Olim Yadin, and it'll be ma'ir aroused and midas harachmah kodesh Baruch Hu. And the last stage before Shemoneh Esrei is Geula. And such an important stage that Chazal said you have to be matmich Geula l'tefillah. You're not allowed to stop for anything, any Yomein. It has to be straight, connected. Because, according to Chazal, without this, you lose half your whole tefillah. Or at least, the main idea of the tefillah. As we said, the tefillah is, Oymed l'shnei ha-melech, standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bola kol ha-oylem k'floidei, Hashem fills the entire world with His greatness. But we, minuscule, tiny, creatures, in respect to the vast creation that Hashem created, as vast as the trillions and trillions of stars and galaxies that are in this world, all that is a dot in respect to the spiritual worlds that are here. But with all that, we are the ones that can stand in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, only us. That's who He created us. Everything was created for us. And here we see one of the big Seder Sachayim. In order to stand in front of Hashem, you need to mention an act that was clear to us what Hashem did for us. He redeemed us from Mitzrayim, base of the Mitzrayim. We're in a stage of Avdus, slavery, Tzoros, nothing. And Hashem, B'Rezachmav, miraculously, against the laws of nature, took us out of Mitzrayim and split the Yamsuf until we got to the point of saying, Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Vred. That's how we end up our last statement before we finish the Bracha. And that's what we want to get to. If we want to have Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Vred, which is the Yisoid of Tefillah, and all the more so the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Vred, it's one of the Pesukim of the Malchus, just like Shema is one of the Pesukim of the Malchus. So Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Vred, the Pesukim of the Malchus. Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed. We see and perceive the Malchus of Hashem through the clear-cut miracles that Hashem did for us. That's Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed. And the essence of Yisoid, that we left behind, another great Balei Mussar must say, preparation for Rosh Hashanah Elul has to start from this point. And they stress the point of the famous statement called Hakoras HaTov, the recognition of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be able to stand in front of you, you have to know who you're standing in front of. The Hashem that we saw with our own eyes and miraculously took us out of Mitzrayim. We didn't deserve it, but He loved us. He uplifted us. Yedidim hevalta. Yedidim, we're His beloved friends, Kal Yochel, that He was mad at. We're the beloved, like we were saying, this idea of Ava, together with Yira, Hashem is so awesome, but it's always together with Ava, because with the greatness of Hashem, there's always a closeness of Ava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that accompanies us in every way. And they said independently, but I'll say it over here again, how important it is. How the Ramban says,
Kol HaLashon,
that the reason why Amon and Moav were not accepted into Klal Yisrael is because they did not have a Kol HaTov. They should have realized that Kol Yisrael are descendants of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the one who saved Lot and his daughters. Lot, when he was in captivity by the war, and Lot was in stone. Avraham Avinu risked his life to save their forefather. And therefore, they should have come to Kol Yisrael and realized that Hashem told Kol Yisrael, Hashem, and he knew this, according to the Ramban, Don't start up with the Moavim. You can rely on them. You can trust them. They can listen to Hashem. They won't start up with us. But no, they didn't do that. Here's a mistake so many of us make throughout life. When things are going great, it's very easy to have a curse, I tell you. But when things are not going the way we want, then suddenly human nature is just to wipe out the entire curse, I tell you. Forget about all the good. And here also, look at this taina that we have against Amal Mamoyev. They're supposed to remember something happened a few hundred years ago to their great-great-grandfathers. And now Klal Yisrael is coming. This nation, they don't know what they're all about. They know that the way all the goyim behave. So what? The God told them not to start up with Moyev. But these guys, like the Havdil, the Crusaders, wherever they came, they ravaged, they killed and raped and destroyed. So life's going to be different than any other army. This says to tell you, the most basic thing a person has to have is a Kodesh HaTov. A Kodesh HaTov is not saying thank you. But the Tov is from the Tov, and when we see from somebody else, he realizes this is his nature. I'm Makir. I recognize. It opens up my eyes to the reality of this person. And these are the Zera, the descendants of Avraham Avinu, who was Kulei Chesed. They're also the same thing. There's nothing to be afraid of. I could go and be happily offer them for free water and bread. Say thank you. I'm alive because of them, because of your grandfather. And that's Kal V'chomer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all alive because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not one of us can be alive. This bothers us. Another thing bothers us. It's not going the way we want. The Seder, at first focus, we're alive because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Physically alive, each one is born because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something we didn't see, so it's harder to recognize. But before we start Shemoneh and we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're reminding ourselves. We went through that Kriyas Yamsuf, Yedidim Evalta, and we got to the point of saying, Hashemim Lech Le'olam Voed, a nation of millions, saw it with their own eyes. The Ahav Hashem, the Chasodim of Hashem, we didn't deserve, the Rachmim, and that is Hashem we're about to stand in front. We have that clear, life is clear. All the pains of life dissipate when we're always able to focus on the good that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have so much more than we deserve. And all the pain and everything else. No, so Yogan Vanocha. That would go away. When Golis, so we still feel the Yogan, we feel the Anocha, feel the hard feelings. But it's our Avodah throughout life. We have to focus on the good that we see. And that's this Michal Gula Tefillah. To recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards us, and therefore I want to subjugate myself to Him. I want to be the Eved Hashem. I want to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now I'm going to really be able to dive in front of Him. Because I realize that he's the Melech HaOlam, and everything's in his hand. When we matnik l'tzila, stop a second and pay attention. Yes, this is Hashem. This is Hashem that we have seen. Our entire nation has seen with our own eyes, miraculously saving us. Gulim, the Gula that we had. And now we're ready to stand. Because it's Ahuvim, we're still the beloved. And with the same Simcha Rabba that we had over there, we're able to approach the tzila with the Gila Biroda, Gila. Happiness, and we're able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're able to do so and have all the tefillahs said in the proper fashion and be miskavel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.